Traveler! How lovely it is to see you. On this fine night, would it be so bold of me to make it a wine night? I don't know how many bottles of dandelion wine I've had. Is the room also spitting for you? You... Oh, traveler. What? You don't like the way I'm looking at you? Well, that's a rude thing to say. Come now, sweet Cecilia. I seem to have come to my senses now that you've insulted me. So tell me this. How is that not an insult? Clearly you're insulting this beautiful mug of mine. Speaking of which, would you like to join me for another round? Oh, whatever. You're no fun. You'll drink with me, but I can't have a whole bottle? Fine. I'll drink light. Not that I need more, now that you're here. You're actually interesting to talk to, first of all. Unlike a lot of other people here. Most of them have egos so big you can practically smell them in the wind. Even just tonight, it's been rough. I think one guy brought a mirror so he could keep himself company. And he did not struggle with that. Of course I've been here the whole day. Nothing else to do lately. Speaking of, why'd you come here? Just to see your favorite bard. I'm only the best around. Actually, I'm genuinely curious though. How did you know I'd be up here? Last time you came here, you stayed on the first floor with Lisa and Jean, I think. Ah, Master D. Luke told you of my whereabouts? Of course he did. Now that I think of it, Kaio is probably also there. He too has a great appreciation for the finer drinks in life. Not saying you don't, but I can see you're humble even with your taste. Do I also strike the traveler's fancy? Oh, I do now. But I don't seem like quite your type. Is there something you want to tell me? I see. So your taste in people isn't the same as everything else? You like the bold, performative aspects of a person? How they might sing to swoon you? Maybe even go in for a kiss? Oh, but at the last second they pull away, leaving those soft pink lips to wonder what happened. Where, oh where did my lover go? Into the night, perhaps? Leaving you all alone. It is rather dark up here, and time has passed so quickly. Are you still in the mood for a drink? Right away, my dear. Yes, all along I could snap drinks into existence. Who would have thought? Why don't I do it more often? I don't know. I'm lazy. Not as lazy for you, though. Speaking of you, you look great. Sorry for my wandering eyes, but I can't help but notice. I mean, Archons, look at you. It's as if the whole night was a blur. And then you show up, and you light up my entire world. You really fire me up, you know that? Yeah, You have me running through all sorts of fantasies in my head. Not to get too vulgar, but Bowen's been rather violent lately around you because I want it to be. I can't help but seek your attention. I mean, come on. When the wind blows, you do think of me, don't you? Okay, so it works. I know it can be annoying, but when you're busy, I can still reach you somehow. It's subtle, but not unnoticeable. Plus, the wind gets to do things I just don't. What do I mean by that? Well, for example, it gets to brush against your skin. The wind gets to feel you, taste you, even. All over, too. Nothing is off limits for the wind. It may be a metaphor, or maybe I'm just a poet. Seems these drinks no longer have a place in the conversation. What's that? You want to try something? Like what? To feel my touch and to see if it is akin to the wind. A fair curiosity indeed. Traveler, would you do me a favor? Come sit on my lap. Why so embarrassed? Yes, I'm strong enough. I know I have a small frame. Come on, I can handle it. I am an Archon, after all. And yes, I can say that. Literally everyone is on the first floor right now. Plus, if I whisper, then only you can hear me. So be good, and follow where the wind tells you to go. That's my pretty Cecilia. Good. Now we can test that little theory of yours. I'll start with gently brushing my fingers up your arm, and my other hand will make its way up your back, and your neck, and back down. Yes, you do like the bold types. I can feel the way your body reacts so easily to my touch. How embarrassing. Doing this all in the tavern. Best keep quiet, traveler. Someone might hear that sweet voice of yours. Does it feel like the wind? Now, whenever a calm breeze brushes up against you, you can think of tonight. Think of my wandering hands, my trailing fingers, how soft and slow they tiptoe across your skin. And as the pattern of the wind changes, so too shall I. My hands will travel your own, intertwining ever so gently. Isn't my lap a much more comfortable seat? The lap of an Archon is definitely a more suitable resting place for you. And you taste better than wine, too. While I do this, hold my hands. That way, when I find the most sensitive spot on your neck, you can squeeze to let me know. Mm. right there. Good to know. Now then, traveler, we should stop here. Don't want anyone catching us in the act, now do we? But one more thing before you go. Remember me when the wind touches you, oh so slow.